The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. You know what that music means. It means that it is indeed the time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and or basketball recruiting. Take your recruiting questions at this time and this time only at 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us always at studio at WTK.com. The recruiting roundup is brought to you by the guy you just heard from, Ann Arbor criminal defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Now, if you or a loved one are facing criminal charges, a police investigation, or are seeking to expunge a criminal record, there's no better option than our friend Joe. Here, Joe breaking down legal issues on these airwaves, and he brings the same analysis and expertise to all of his clients and cases, which is why Joe is so highly reviewed by his clients and peers. You can find the law offices of Joseph A. Simon located right across the street from the Big House. You also find Joe at themichigandefenders.com. Again, themichigandefenders.com. So, got to dedicate this recruiting roundup to talking about a young man set to announce his decision coming up on Sunday at 3 p.m. A lot of folks have been asking for the time when Grosse Pointe South defensive back, five-star according to 24/7 Sports Composite, Will Johnson. And that's when his decision will go down. Not sure how deep I can't recall how deeply I've gotten into this in the recruiting roundup here in the week. So if I repeat some things, forgive me. But I think he is the caliber of a recruit that if I just replayed that recruiting roundup, it would be fitting. Because I did a Zoom with the U of M Club of Ann Arbor this week. And one of the questions was, who's the most important target on the board? I didn't hesitate. It's Will Johnson. Why is Will Johnson the most important recruit on Michigan's board? I'll give you a number of reasons. Position of need. I think the cornerback position is the biggest need in this recruiting cycle. That's number one. Number two, he is number one player in the state of Michigan. Definitely need to guard your yard. I think Michigan has fortified its ability to do so in this hiring cycle. Number three, he is a legacy recruit. Dad played here, went here, played here. Mom is an alum as well. So you got three big boxes. And he happens to be one of the highest rated guys on the board, too, if you put any stock in that, which I'm sure I know a lot of you do. Some of you don't. Say rankings are a guide, not the gospel. Rankings fluctuate. They're fluid. They change over the course of time. But look, this is going to be a kid that when the dust settles, a year from now on the rankings, he's going to be he's still going to be very, very highly regarded. Right. But this is a guy that if you're Michigan, you got to get. I think a sign of that, if Michigan comes out on top, if they wind up being the team that he announces for Sunday, you will look back, or you should look back, on the January connection that Jim Harbaugh made with that young man, getting him to pump the brakes. I know I said this on the recruiting roundup. He's on his way to Ohio State. He's on his way to Ohio State. That is not speculation. I mean, he told me as much. He was on his way to Ohio State at the end of the month. Now, that connection with Harbaugh at that time, saying, hey, look, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here. And then also to say, look, hold up and wait to see what I do. Wait to see how I complete the staff. Then start making some moves. But don't make a decision based upon incomplete information. Got a valuable co-signature there. The encouragement of Dad along those lines, who has always made it clear, I am not going to force my son to follow in my footsteps. He's been adamant about that since, you know, since he started talking about Will as a recruit. And we've been following Will forever. I mean, he was working out, you know, against the big guys. He's a middle schooler working out with the old guys, the older guys from Sound Mind, Sound Body. So he entered high school seasoned. He entered high school confident. He happened to be physically precocious too, but you know, the battle testing that he received by playing against those older guys showed up with his early development. And from that time where it was clear that, you know, Will was going to be a frontline recruit, his dad, Deion, has always said, continues to say, I'm not pushing my son to do anything. Now, do I have my preference? Damn right I have a preference. Am I going to hide that preference? Hell no, I'm not going to hide that preference. Not to the point of discouraging looking at other schools, but definitely to the point of encouraging looking at, you know, giving a harder look at the school I prefer, the school I love, the program that I came up in. And I think that that was instrumental in getting Michigan to the point where this timeline would be elongated, where it wouldn't be over at the end of January. Because had this recruitment been over at the end of January, I think he's a Buckeye. But an interesting thing happens, you know, after that, you know, after Jim connects with him, dad co-signs Jim and just say, you know, wait and see who he hires. Then you hire a Mo linguist. That makes, you know, that is intriguing, you know, great reputation and resume when it comes to the people willing to speak up for him. Most notably, Jordan Lewis, a guy who Deion has known forever, you know, who Will has known forever, and a guy who is not loose, not at all loose with the ring. He's not, I think I've said this on the recruiting roundup before. I know I said it on the podcast. You know, JD is not the type that will go up to a kid just willy-nilly, go to Michigan. No, it has to be, you know, it has to be something where he absolutely has no doubt, total belief, total buy-in. And I think he has that with Mo Linguist at the helm. And I think he's expressed that. I don't think that it can be overstated, the significance of that. So Mo Linguist comes in. Then you have Ron Bellamy get hired, another familiar face in the mix. And these are important moves in the grand scheme, not to mention that you've had Sherrone Moore as, you know, who was previously the in-state guy, doing a great job keeping all these guys warm. I mean, you know, people don't realize if you look back over the course of some of the guys that were landed, you know, who was responsible for that. You go back and you look at Raheem Anderson, for instance, offensive lineman for Cass Tech, a guy who I think has a chance to be a starter as a true freshman at that position. Go and ask him who got him to me, who was his primary recruiter. At the time, Sherrone Moore was an offensive line coach. Sherrone Moore got Raheem Anderson. So I say that to say his hands have stayed on the recruitment, on the courtship of Will as well. This collaborative effort from the top down, from the head man himself, saying, hold up, wait a minute, I'm not telling anybody what's going on, but I'm going to tell Will Johnson, hold up, pump your brakes. You know, wait to see what I do. I'm going to stay here, but wait to see who I hire. All the way down to you hire Mo Linguist, Sherrone stays present, Ron Bellamy is in the fold. It puts you in position to come out on top. Now, it will not be without fierce competition. Ohio State, of course, but as I said, you know, an interesting thing happened once you get past January. That interesting thing was, while Ohio State's still there, still in pursuit, USC has emerged as the biggest threat. USC, from whether it's Dante Williams and his outstanding recruiting prowess, or Damani Jackson, and, you know, good friend, five-star corner, they really vibe, they connected. We went out to Will and Deion went out to California, had a great time connecting with Damani and his dad, Randy. You know, the prospects of a future together out there in the land of Troy became really enticing. The allure of that is no small thing. So this is not one of those recruitments that you look at and you say it was a cinch from the beginning. You know, if Michigan wins this battle, they will have jumped a lot of hurdles to do so. I think it will be a sign of things to come when it comes to the recruiting ability. Because, you know, again, people, I think, without knowing the backstory, will look at it and say, if Michigan comes out on top, look at it and say, oh, he's a legacy. They got that one locked up. I'm sure that would be what those other schools would say. Upon closer inspection, though, this will be an example of all the things that I've been talking about when it comes to having some big time recruiters on the prowl to, you know, whether, and then, you know, using the you know, the relationship building skills that they have to, and connections, you know, all those things being at play, quick relationship building from a linguist connection when it comes to JD, you know, pipeline, familiar face, regional ties. When you talk about bringing in a guy with Ron Bellamy that he already knows, you know, Sharon's recruiting prowess already well established as one of the top recruiters in the country. All of those things at play in this recruitment. So Sunday, 3 o'clock, that'll be the time. I haven't changed my crystal ball. I should say I haven't flipped my crystal ball. There was a time where it lowered and lowered significantly. And that was at the time when, you know, he had made it pretty clear to me at that point he was on his way to Ohio State. I didn't flip it to Ohio State at that point, though, because understanding that there was still some time for that course to be reversed. So it was down as low as one at that point. The confidence level on a scale of 1 to 10. But in recent weeks, as you guys who do the crystal ball watching will know, that has come up steadily, and I'm not changing it. You know, I think I like Michigan's chances much better against SC than I do against Ohio State. And I would have liked them against Ohio State too. At this point, Ohio State's still in. I don't want to make it sound like, you know, they can't rise like a phoenix here. But I like Michigan. I still like Michigan for Will Johnson. Got to keep my crystal ball there, and we see where the chips fall. Come on Sunday. Coming up on Sunday. All right. Let me get to this break. Go grab me some Pepto-Bismol. And then we'll be back on the other side with more. With more from man, we got a great slate of coaches slated to come on, Mr. Weintraub. We got Shaka Daily. It's been a minute since we talked to Shaka, right? So you got Shaka coming up this hour. Who else do we have on the dock?
We got our friends at Concordia coming up this hour. And then, Sam, just think about this for a moment. With all the fall sports that got delayed into the spring, because I've talked about this with our friends at Concordia, we could talk to obviously our friends here at U of M. All these spring sports that have been moved, or the fall to the spring, plus the start of the spring sports and the wrapping up of the winter sports, we right now might be in the busiest week or like 2 week stretch like we've ever had in Washington County when it comes to intercollegiate athletics. There are so many competitions. If you look at MGO Blue, there are 15 events today. There are like 16 tomorrow, you know, like track and field, this, that, and the other. But it's insanely busy, and it's great to catch up with all of them, including Shaka, who picked up win number one of the season. Or was it actually, I take that back, I think it's win number two of the season. We'll get to him coming up next.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to that. No John Ubakin this morning, as he has some other commitments. He's got a lot coming. Still got to hear from Jim Harbaugh in a 9 o'clock hour. So a lot to come here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, Accumulus.